Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. When someone is under a curse, he only needs the blessing of God. Because when the blessing comes, the curses will be broken. Because the blessing of the Lord, he make it. It means he changes stories. He changes situations. My prayer for everyone tonight, your situation will change. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The question is, what is this blessing? The blessing of the Lord is not cash. The blessing of the Lord is not houses. The blessing of the Lord is not things. They are not things at all. The blessing of the Lord is the Spirit of the Lord. Is the Spirit. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon a life, the spirit of the devil had no option than to disappear. I am here to announce to you tonight, every spirit of the devil disturbing your life, by virtue of the Spirit of the Lord that is coming mightily upon you tonight, they will disappear. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. Now, we press further. Just briefly, in the next 20 minutes, we start praying. You just need to pray. But I pray yesterday, continue. Jesus did not say, pray yesterday and stop. He said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. You will not faint. Now, the blessing of the Lord is the Spirit of the Lord. Now, when the blessing of the Lord is under a light, that particular individual will be walking under the blessing of God anywhere he goes. And that is the experience. I trust God that every one of us will experience tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Isaiah 44, verse 3. We are here to pray. I just want to charge you briefly. Remember, we are dealing with the blessing of the Lord. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. The Spirit of the Lord is the blessing of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is the blessing of the Lord. From where we are fresh, I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. Galatians 3, verse 13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing. He called it the blessing. Call it the blessing. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, there was an incident that happened in the Bible. I will just open briefly. A time came, they captured Samson. And they chained him. They anchored him. And something happened. That is what I've been praying that it will happen to you tonight. That every spiritual chain that has changed your destiny, when the Spirit of God is released, mandate upon your life tonight, they shall be sharpened into pieces. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now they chained him. Multitude of people gathered and captured him. And they were happy that they have captured him. I don't know how many demons that are happy and rejoicing that they have captured you. But tonight, the Spirit of the Lord that causes liberation will rest mightily upon your life. And you will find freedom. They capture him. So you are not the first person to be captured. But there is something, there is a solution. When it comes to you, in the capturing, under the capturing of the devil, you will be released. Judges chapter 15. Hallelujah. From verse 9. Then the Philistine went up and pitched in Judah and spread themselves in Lehi. You know, the Philistine, they are the enemy of Israelites. As the demons are the enemy of God's children, so Philistines are the enemy of children of God. And the men of Judah said, "Why are you come against us?" And the answer, "To bind Samson, have we come up to do to him as he has done to us." Let me tell you one thing that many of you never know. When you are born into this world and God placed a glorious destiny upon your life, the more glorious your destiny will be, the more enemy will be attached to attack you. I used to tell people, "But why is it this thing? I didn't break through on time." It is because of the glorious destiny that is upon you. What the devil is looking for is to make sure that you bow. Do you understand my point? Some of us, we have been praying for years, that still nothing has happened. No, check your destiny. The only thing that a correct arm robber, will you be looking for 10,000? Where did the correct arm robber, rob? Do they rob your people? The only thing that devil will be after your life, if nothing good, nothing great is upon your life. Eh? Share the history in the Bible and the people that have died and the people that are living. The more glorious your destiny is, the more enemy will be pursuing you. Hi, are you with me? No. Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the top of the rock. How many? Eh? I don't see anybody have 3,000 demons. 3,000, not 300, not 30. And said to Samson, they were begging. You know, some of your relations now, they are begging you. Go small, small. This your religious activity is too much. Are you the only person? They may challenge you, they say your prayer is too much. Because they don't know what you are pursuing. I used to tell people again, where you are going will determine the company you will keep. Somebody that is going to Iwari, and someone that is going to Lagos, and the person that is going to London, who will prepare most? The person going to the water, you wake up around 3 a.m. You start your journey. Say, wait. Even by 7 p.m. you can get there. Wait now, small, small. Some of you now, your destiny is so glorious. And you have some people around the states now, small, small. How about life? No difficult. Let me tell you, they want to. They are the enemy that. Let me stop. Eh? You pray for one day, they say, tomorrow, calm down. What is your problem? Are you the only one?
It's because they don't know where you are going. Let me tell you the truth. Nigeria will be great.
This great nation. This great nation will still soon become a tourist center. Don't worry. How is it going to happen? It's not my duty. Mine is to pray. Look at what happened. I want you to pray tonight. That's why I'm showing you now. You know, Eli said, I don't know what, you know, there are lots of sicknesses today. And people are preoccupied in managing and working after all those things. What kind of life is this? And the people today who are servicing sickness and disease, they are not unbelievers. Majority of them, they are correct believers. They are servicing. Friends, God did not give you money to service sickness. No. Your money is for the propagation of the gospel. It's for the establishment of the kingdom of God in the heart of men. Not for sickness and disease. Please don't expect me one day that I will now invite a group of doctors to come and check you whether you are sick. Not me, oh. Because if there is any sickness in your body, the power of God will come upon you and destroy them. That's what I know. That's what I've been experiencing. I don't know. Do you understand my point? Don't be offended. I'm just telling you the truth. Because some of you might be saying, since we have come here, we have never had a seminar that's okay. Today is the day they will examine you. No, we don't do that. What examines your life is the word of God. Do you understand my point? I'm not saying they are not doing a good job, but not here. Do you hear me? Any day you see anybody come to my house to test anybody and I'm here, don't come here again. When you hear it and see it, don't come here again. Do you hear what I say? Whatever Jesus cannot do, nobody else will do it. Do you hear what I tell you now? But if you want to go on test, you can go. But me, I won't encourage you to come here and bring doctor for you. You can go there on your own. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because tonight, if you will listen and you will pray, whatever the devil has planted into your life will be destroyed. Believe God. Believe God. 3,000 men. And said to Samson, they were begging, "May thou know that the Philistines are rulers over us?" Can you imagine? You know, do you see their statement? Did God ordain the enemy to be ruler over them? So we say, talk small, small. If we talk boldly, don't let them come and arrest us. At this age, am I afraid of arrest? What is it that thou hast done unto us? And he said unto them, as they did unto me, so have I done unto them. Do you know what they did unto him? He married. He paid dowry. They gave his wife to his best friend, the best man. He now said, no problem. He now went and captured 300 forces and put fire. Joined them to and put fire. They went to their plantation and burned them. Say, Samson, we are going to capture you. Maybe your prayers affected your enemy one way or the other. They are now coming in a full force against your life and destiny. But I announce to you tonight, by the Spirit of the Living God, every enchantment against your life will be shattered into pieces. Maybe you are not gotten to a point whereby your neighbor come and meet you and say your prayer is disturbing it.
You never get to that point, what? You have to.
So they said unto him, we are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hands of the Philistines. Who are the people that are handing over? You are not with me. May be your forefathers are standing over you to the demons, so that they can live long. And that covenant is working against your life. By the covenant of the everlasting blood of Jesus, tonight you are delivered. Hey! Some of our forefathers, for them to live long, they covenanted our life. And those things are pushing you. Lift all your hands now. Whatever covenant they have covenanted your destiny with, that is affecting your life negatively, by the power of the living God, let that covenant be broken now. Let that covenant be broken now. Let that door be destroyed in the name of Jesus. So if it happened now, it has happened before. But there is a way out. There is a way out. Say to yourself tonight, there is a way out. Say it again, there is a way out. Oh my God. And Samson said unto them, swear unto me that you will not fall upon me yourself. You see, but look, listen, let me explain this. The demon outside, no matter how powerful they are, they don't know your history. The greatest demon I've ever seen, even Jesus said, a man's enemy shall be a member of his household. He begged and said, please. You know where I was born. Where they bury my placenta, you know. Because if you follow me, you will destroy me. But promise me. And they promise him. If it is anywhere outside, it's not a problem. But hear me tonight. Hear it tonight. Whatever they are using to remote control your life in the spiritual realm, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I destroy them now. And they said unto him, saying, no, but we will bind thee fast and deliver thee into their hands. But surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with two new cords and brought him all from the rock. Congratulations that they have not killed you. The demons that are yet to kill you till today, they will never succeed over you. It doesn't matter how battered they have battered you. It doesn't matter how long they have crippled your destiny. But tonight, the power of the living God will bring it out. Congratulations, you are still alive. Congratulations, you are here tonight. Because tonight is your night of deliverance. Tonight is your night of freedom. In the name of the Lord Jesus. No one thing with covenant. You know, there is no covenant without words. And words are spirit. You know, it pains me when people say, because I am now born again. Those things will not affect me. Excuse me. Read your Bible again. It's a covenant. They may not affect you when you go there. But here. Now here the covenant. Let me share. Sit down, please. Before I round up. Tonight is your night. There was a man, very vibrant man, a preacher. I'm not talking of this. In his crusade. Cripple walk to tell you the function. But each time his wife took him before deliver, the child will die. The guy prayed, no manner of prayer, nothing happened. And one day, God now opened his eyes to go to their village. Hear what I'm telling you. This person that God is raising the dead through his life, is he a common man? Their house It's a story building. Those holding this holding. According to their tradition, whenever anybody is pregnant in the final family, even though if they are in Lagos, they will come back to that village and climb that place and bomb. You didn't understand? If you don't come there and climb the place and give birth, that child must die. Or you die with the child. Now there is this woman who was to give birth. At the proper time, he was not climbing. No strength to climb again. As he was about to give birth, it's about going. He now says, in this as far, everyone that is connected to this family, until they come and climb this place, anywhere they are in the world, they won't give birth successfully. And the woman died. That way was following them. This man was his grandfather, not even his father. The grandfather gave birth to his father. Why is the thing affecting him? Go there now, go and pray. He now went there. Thank God there is one old man who was young there that was aware. He now opened the story for him. What do I do now? He said, you're a man of God, you must break this man. If you don't break it, if your wife didn't come here, no child will sustain. Can you imagine such? So he said, why did Jesus deliver? Jesus has given you power to deliver yourself. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you know this thing existed for 15 years? Before I even knew. He now began, what can we do? Do you know at the end of the after prayer? And the demon came out and said, now, because you have known our secret, and you have prayed your way out, the rest are still there. Only you. The 17 years, the one now got pregnant and deliver his child successfully in Lagos. Sometimes they say, pastor, up to now, is pastor your problem? Start out the root of your problem and destroy it. We are here tonight to send arrows to the root of our problem. You are not with me. The second story. This man, that's why, you know, elders of the church, I beg you, if I'm not born again, don't be an elder. There was a missionary that came to a starting place, and the church contributed money. They said they want to buy a bicycle for him. This evangelist father was among the elder. He stopped them. He said, they can't. Why should they buy a bicycle? And the missionary was going to say, everyone that saw the church from buy a bicycle for me, their generation, none of them will have anything to ride on. And he left, the thing was working. This man will pray for people. People will be healed. Miracles are happening. When it is time to reward him, they say, we'll come tomorrow. Ah! Do you know what happened to this one? A big man now, I must bless you. Come to my house. He got to the eye, he saw three cows. I'm talking of two life stories so that if we are waking your senses. You know, sometimes when we are praying, you thought that we are joking. He says, choose one. He choose one. The man was okay now. Take the key. He did hand like this. The man did hand like this. As he dropped the key further. The man picked it again. To give this man of God the thing further. They thought, what's the problem? Even at the port of glory, he rejected it. Because something was working against him. Are you with me? Many born again Christians today, they are suffering under plague. Because they just believe. No worry. Don't know what the man said. Man of God, I have prayed. Please, you can leave my house. The man now went to the mountain and said, Lord, it's either you do it or I die. It has got it to that point. And God now opened his eyes to see the Genesis. And I said, Lord, but it's my father, I'm not there. Deliver me from this curse. Don't know, after that 7 days prayer, the same man calling and he hand over the key. The key standing in his hand.
Hallelujah.
Whatever good thing that will be coming your way, that has been falling down before they reach you, the power removing it from your life, they are destroyed tonight. You see,
Life is a mystery. With the little experience I have, life is what? A mystery. But whatever the mystery behind your problems, tonight, the Spirit of the Lord will locate it. Can you imagine? Somebody will now tell me that my wife has to go and slam there before he gave birth. Even if they are in London, they will come out. What a demonic thing. Let me read my Bible. Are we to pray? So that when we are praying, don't say, Lord, you see, you went. He saw it, that's why he's opening it to you. Don't say, Lord, you see, he has already seen it. You are the one to see it. Eh? You are not with me. Hallelujah. Verse 14 now, where I'm going. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. Enemy has been shouting against him. Mr. and Mrs. Churchgoer, what can you bring? They have been shouting against you. They have been mocking you secretly and openly. But tonight, listen to this. Their mockery will turn to miracle in your life. Someone made me want to say, I want to be serving God the way you are going with God. But each time I made decision, something draw me back. I say, you better pray. I didn't follow God like this. Something draw me back. But I say, no way. Do you remember Pharaoh? Say, don't go too far. Just go very close and serve your God here, where I can be tormenting you. Oh, you are not with me. And the Spirit, look at where I'm going. They shouted against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And the cords that were upon his arms became as flour that was burned with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands. I want you to look at it. Whatever they abandon your destiny with, we are going to call upon the Lord tonight to release his Spirit mightily upon your life. The Spirit of the Lord knows all things. He knew where they tie you. He knew what they used to tie you. He knew the people that they tie you down. Whether they are dead or they are alive. Listen to me. If you can pray tonight, you will be out of them. You are not with me. See. As soon as that incident happened, and they find a new job of an hour, and put for the pen, and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. Now, the end that he will have used to attack them, that's what they share. Some of you now, it's your talent they have caged. The best thing that God gave unto you has been caged. And you are speaking grammar. Are you with me? We want to pray. What is our prayer tonight? Let the Spirit of the Living God rest mightily upon me and loose me from every satanic chain that has tied my destiny down. How we see here? You know something was a Nazarite? God laid his hand on him and everything was okay. I've never seen a strong man like Samson in the Old Testament. He went to the mountain, he removed the gate of the city but they did something. And as they did it, the Spirit of the Lord came. Now I believe Samson had to call upon the Lord. You too need to call upon the Lord. Are we ready? We are going to pray. Whatever demons that my destiny has been handed over to, maybe you don't hear me. Who delivers something? The sleeper. Why? They knew him.
They knew what he carried. You know, some of us, I don't know. How many of you come from village? You are village.
What are you now on the Kunzo Daga Kawi?
You are city man. I know you are city man.
Aku muta ni city berni anang.
Eh? In some villages.
I went to Kawuka.
When a woman is pregnant.
In my chitana de city.
They will go to Abali to ask.
That Jehovah and Buka.
What kind of time coming?
Me yaru nazi sama.
When they know that this one carried death, carry a glorious destiny, they say, okay, we know what to do. We are not going to kill him, but we are going to do something so that he will not accomplish it. I don't know what they have done. I don't know what they have done.
So
your destiny, in order for you not to find fulfillment, as the Lord lives, by the power of the living God, your destiny is released now.
Amen. Rayuwan ka ya samu kubuta a cikin sunan Yesu.
Amen.
See, we want to pray.
Samu adua.
We are going to ask the Lord.
Samu roti Allah.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord.
Efe ko wa ze kira sunan Allah.
Shall be delivered.
Ze samu kubuta.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord.
Ko wa ze kira sunan Allah.
Shall be saved.
Ze samu chitu.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord.
Ze kira sunan Allah.
Shall be set free.
Ze samu kubuta.
Please, brethren, are you ready to call upon the name of the Lord?
Yenwa kashiri adome kai adua.
A certain man of God.
Akwani mutumin Allah.
God spoke to him.
Allah ya masa magana.
Go to Nasarawa.
Kaje Nasarawa state a Nigeria nan.
He have opportunity to travel abroad.
Sai ya samu zarafi ya tafi kasan waje.
Over 4 years now.
Yanzu ya kai shekara hudu.
He has not come back.
Ya bar Nasarawa ya koma kasan waje.
When this thing is working against your life.
In wannan abun da muke fadan nan yana aiki.
You will never know the right thing to do.
Baraka sani abu mai kyau da zaka yi ba.
Over 4 years now.
Yanzu shekara hudu bai dawo ba ya bar inda Allah ya ce zauna ya tafi inda Allah bai ce ba.
Ya go.
Ya tafi yana bayi.
If time is nothing, he may not recover.
In ba mu mai hankali ba wai a can zai mutu.
But I pray for you.
Na maka addu'a.
You will recover.
Amen.
Kai kan zaka dawo a cikin sunan Yesu.
Amen.
I don't know. I pray for you tonight. I love you with passion. And I want you to escape tonight. You are going to pray. Whatever demon my destiny has been handing over to.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the spirit of the living God come
through Allah.
And deliver me.
Deliver
me. Jesus Christ's name we are praying. Friends.
Enwa.
The prayer you are praying here.
Adua de keke yi anang.
Has more power than the one you pray alone. Right now, corporate anointing is here. I beg you. You must get out. We are going to pray now. Every evil prophecy that has gone over my destiny.
Every evil prophecy that has gone over my life. I cancel them now.
I cancel them now.
Go
ahead and talk to God. Something was a deliverer.
Something for me.
They're not kidding.
I'm not notice.
Eh? You are going to pray.
Zakay adua.
Let me share this with you.
But then tari.
A young man was grown up.
When he girma.
They turned into a madman. I mean he was mad, complete
mad.
He would go to donkeys and beat something. He's a person I need.
She babamu yasan wanna yarun the kill.
As he was going about to pick anything, he now went to a wakra to one mountain.
In the keyao sinambola, see enter here as well when he can do say.
Suddenly,
a lokashi kalila.
He entered into a small place where they just fence small like
this. See, she got when he wouldn't that and
where lay Babalola was praying.
Used to pray.
Immediately he entered.
Then
the man next disappeared. He became normal. He looked at himself. How comes about it? And God spoke to him.
He
said, mother,
Chewa Surkim Mamansa.
Make him like that. I'm going somewhere. He went straight.
Say a call my gida.
So he
thought. So
when he got to the house,
they are gida.
In bed, the same mother say, the same mother. The moment he appeared, he said, you come here, how do you get?
The itama samba by shita guys that say yake
kazola. What you did?
Say I said abunde kika hokata deni.
God has overturned it.
Allah yariga juya shi.
The man I'm talking to you now,
he
is a preacher today.
He has traveled.
I don't know how many countries he has traveled to.
At
the time I knew him in 2014, he has traveled to more than 6 countries. Someone that had the time to be delivering people.
He
was under
cage.
I want us to pray.
Na sokwi adua.
Wherever my glory has been buried,
wherever my glory has been buried,
wherever my glory has been hidden,
wherever my glory has been hidden,
look at that, are you now?
Sorry, how many of you are ready to pray?
What are now questioning? We are doing.
So if one glory is not buried,
in the bad day, oh, a king of Barakaba,
they will be finding express.
So is that thing again?
I don't know whether this prayer points to only one person.
But some call one, I do another to the other.
That do not only message you preach.
For some was the one that Mutumba Kashin that led out the Shimmer.
I'm going to invite him to.
For in Akakashi was he.
My glory.
Take him. No, Kakana.
Come out, come out.
Profito.
That's only prayer. He doesn't preach to
me. Was this the Kawakin and no Kakana?
Capito. He has a feeling.
So me yariga gan yariga samu.
What it means?
Abunde eche zama.
For one glory.
She wada ukaka mutong.
To be under cage.
Aboeshi.
And it's not experiencing.
Akuma enzwe na samura.
When one glory is out of cage.
The she wada ukaka mutong yafito na kakamua.
It's a limelight. I want you to pray.
Nothing can I do.
My glory!
My glory!
Come out of darkness!
Come out of darkness!
Into the marvelous light of God!
Into the marvelous light of God!
In the name of the Lord Jesus!
In the name of the Lord Jesus! Amen!
Let me hear your loudest amen. To pray. I want you to pray that your original destiny must manifest. Let my original destiny begin to manifest from tonight. Let my original destiny from the foundation of the world begin to manifest. Amen. I say amen.
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 Please give me John 14. Please.
Since I know Jesus, my Savior.
John 17 verse 5. Quickly. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. There is a glory, there is a destiny that God created for your life.
Oh, yes,
sir. Hear this. Whoever has changed your destiny, whosoever. Whatsoever power that has changed your destiny from the original destiny that God gave unto you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let that power collapse forever. Whatever they have changed your glory into, say, oh, ye sons of men, How long will you take my glory to shame? I want us to pray. Let my glory come out of shame.
Let my glory come out of shame.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and talk to God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I command my glory to come out of shame. I command my glory in the name of Jesus.
Who wants to pray? You are going to join me to pray. Let the glory of Nigeria come out of shame.
Amen.
Let the glory of this great nation,
yes,
come out of what?
Of shame. Shame.
Go ahead and talk to him.
Father, in the name of Jesus, let the glory of Nigeria come out of shame.
In Jesus Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
Finally we are going to pray. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The last prayer is that, Lord, strengthen me against my enemies.
Amen.
Strengthen me against my enemies.
You know, at the end of the day, when the Spirit came mightily upon him, he was strengthened.
Yes.
He heard something.
Yes.
Lord,
Lord,
strengthen me against my enemies.
Strengthen me against my enemies.
Go ahead and talk to him.
Father,
in Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
I want us to repeat our prayer point. Some believers, when they sleep, any fight against them is won. Do you understand? When God strengthens you against your enemy, even in the dream,
yes,
you will defeat them.
Yes.
Hear this. From now,
yes,
no enemy will come against your life and defeat you anymore.
Hey.
When the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson, he strengthened him against his enemies and he defeated them.
Yes.
We are going to pray.
Yes, Lord.
Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I receive divine strength.
I receive divine strength.
Against my enemies.
Against my enemies.
Now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
Hear this. You know, he was sharing one story with us. Somebody will eat indomie sote, the leftover with it.
Yes,
sir. Hear this. When God strengthens you against your enemy, when the enemy brings food, you won't collect it.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes.
It's only the food that angels brought,
yes,
that you will collect.
Yes, sir.
Every evil food
in the name of Jesus
that you have ever eaten,
yes,
in your life, I command them,
yes,
and their effect to be out of your life.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Amen.
Hear me, lift up your two hands. Every agent of the devil sending to feed you in the dream, from today, I put an end to the oppression over your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name. When the enemy shall come like flood,
yes,
the Spirit of the Lord will lift up standard against them. From today,
yes,
in your sleeping position,
yes,
in your dream,
yes,
any enemy that comes to you,
oh, yes,
to wicked your life,
yes,
to poison your destiny, to remote control your life, to draw you back, to inject failure into your destiny,
yes,
right now, Holy Spirit, raise standard against them.
Amen.
Hear this. Please lift up your hands. The power taking away what belongs to
us, yes,
in the night season. The power diverting the good thing away from your life. Right now, I stand on the rock of ages. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by the power of the living God, they are defeated forever.
Amen.
Hear this. The power weakening your life. The power weakening your destiny. Yes. The way men slept, The enemy came in the night. The power of the devil has stand against your life to weaken you, to destroy you, to damage you,
yes,
to demote you. As the Lord liveth, tonight, under this unction,
yes,
I decree now, let them go now forever.
Hey. Hey.
Lift up your hands. Your testimony will be great.
Amen.
In the comfort of night, you will have enough testimony.
Amen.
Hear this. Please lift up your hands. Whatever they have taken away from your life, since the day you were born into this world, whatever the devil has stolen,
yes,
your glory,
yes,
your honor, your blessing, tonight, in sevenfold, let there be restoration.
Hey.
In sevenfold,
yes,
let there be restoration.
Hey.
In sevenfold, let there be restoration.
Hey.
Hear this. Whatever they have changed your glory to, I reverse it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh my God. Whatever destiny here.
Jesus.
Whatever destiny here.
Yes.
That is crying in the valley of destruction.
Yes.
In the valley of uselessness. I call for that destiny in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When Jesus arose, your glory come up.
Yes.
Whatever delaying your destiny from moving forward, whatever functioning the fire of your destiny,
yes,
in the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare their total destruction.
Amen.
You are set free.
Amen.
You are set free.
Amen.
You are set free.
Amen.
Receive the help of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive the help of God in the name of Jesus. Receive the help of God in the name of
Jesus.
That sickness.
Yes.
You disease. You infirmity. In any man's life, in any woman's life, listening now, I evacuate you.
Amen.
And I send you out of them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Enemy will not meet you where you are.
Amen.
But they will see you where you are.
Amen.
Enemy will not meet you where you are.
Amen.
But they will see you where you are.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we give you praise.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
wave your hands to the Lord. Say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father,
we celebrate your
majesty.
We honor you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have done so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
We celebrate you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every soul.
Thank you.
Every life.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Thank
that you brought out of deadness to
life.
We never return back
again.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory.
Hallelujah.
We give you honor.
Yes.
Trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775, Jesus is Lord.